Welcome to the Lean Blog Podcast. Visit our website at www.leanblog.org. Now, here's your host, Mark Graben.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Graben. It's episode 500. It's March 13th, 2024. I'm going to indulge myself in the sound of pretending like I'm hosting a show with a live audience. But again, episode 500, I'm showing off my audio editing skills that I guess I've picked up along the way since starting this podcast. The first episode was released July 16th, 2006 with Norm Bodek. We're going to hear a little bit of that audio. I'm going to play some other audio that shares the story about how this podcast got started. But this podcast probably, I'm quite certain, would not be a podcast without Norm Bodek, the late Norm Bodek, a great mentor and teacher and friend of mine. We're going to hear Norman's voice a little bit here today. I would love to hear from you. If you have been listening from the beginning, from episode one, I don't know if there's somebody out there who has heard every single episode or at least has been listening regularly over the years. I would love to hear from you, or if you have any other just reflections or recollections or something to share, you can email me, mark@leanblog.org. So I'm calling this episode 500. There are actually more than 500 episodes out there in the feed. Some of them have been labeled bonus episodes for one reason or another, but this is officially number 500. So it's going to be a little bit different today. It's going to be me sharing some thoughts and data and reflections and a couple of stories, a couple of clips from past episodes. So if you have been a regular listener, I hope you appreciate this again. Thank you for indulging me in doing a little different episode here today. 921 weeks have passed since July 16th, 2006. 500 episodes, again, that's close enough. 500 numbered episodes over 921 weeks. That's a little more than one every 2 weeks. It's been a pretty consistent pace over those years, and I've kind of gotten into a rhythm in recent years of pretty regularly releasing an episode every 2 weeks. And in the past, I would do a bunch of them weekly, and then I would take time off. And with other podcasts that I've started hosting, I'm kind of juggling those. My intent is to keep going here every 2 weeks. There's still a lot of people to talk to for the first time, to talk to again. Lots of conversations, lots of learning to be had. So I'm curious to see how many more episodes I can make happen. My podcast hosting over time, I've had two different hosts. One, a company called Hipcast. They were having a lot of technical problems. I bailed out on them and switched over to a service called Podbean. Hipcast, unfortunately, went out of business. Their service stopped. So I'm not convinced that the old host and the current host count downloads or listens the same way. Like, it's not as straightforward as counting the number of times a web page on the blog has been, how many times that's happened. But if you add up the old podcast host and the new podcast host statistics, take this number with a grain of salt, because I do, the total number of downloads or listens is 3,276,745. The 10 top downloaded episodes, and a lot of this data is from Hipcast, because I was on that platform from 2006 until I think 2019 when I switched. Oh, yeah, April 2019. The top 10 downloaded episodes, I'm just going to read them off and not the download numbers, just to give you some of the names that you may have heard in this podcast. Ranking number one, most downloaded, episode number 62 with Dr. John Toussaint. Then episode 158 with Art Byrne, formerly the CEO of Wiremold and a legend in the lean manufacturing world. Episode 186, my friend John Miller, who's been an author. He had a blog called Gemba Pantarei. He's part of the founders at Gemba Academy. Episode 292 had the co-authors of a great book called Motivational Interviewing for Leadership. Episode 283, I guess, comes in at number five with Jim Lancaster, a manufacturing CEO and author. Episode 290, Eric Ries, really the you could call him the creator of the Lean Startup movement. He definitely, he wrote the book, The Lean Startup, and a follow-up, The Startup Way. Eric's been on here a couple of times. Episode 217 with Alan Robinson, a professor and expert and author in Kaizen and continuous improvement. Episode 45, Gwendolyn Galsworth, an expert in particular about visuality and visual management. Episode 285 with Karen Martin, one of the many episodes she's done. We did a conversation around the topic she posed, a question she posed, is lean dead? And rounding out the top 10, episode 214, Michael Ballet, the French lean author and consultant and speaker and part of the Lean Enterprise Institute global network. The top five episodes of, I'll call it the Podbean era, from April 2019 until now. Jason Burt, talking about lean and coaching. That was from February 2019. David B. Reed from Chick-fil-A, talking about lean and Kaizen there. John Dyer, author of the book The Facade of Excellence, also from 2019. Quint Studer, one of his appearances with me from, again, December 2019. And then rounding out the top five, Amy Edmondson, Harvard professor, talking about psychological safety. So the most downloaded episodes tend to be the older ones because they've been out there longer. And I don't know how many people go back and still listen to some of those old early episodes. It's definitely not the type of podcast where you need to start with episode one and work your way through. A lot of the technology, I like to think the sound quality has gotten better over time. I like to think I'm practicing continuous improvement in my hosting, my interviewing skills, my conversation skills, my listening skills, my audio production. The technology has improved, and I'll talk a little bit more about that evolution. But I also went through and came up with a list of the most frequent guests here on the podcast. Not surprisingly, Norm Bodak, who again really helped make this happen. He was a guest on 14 different episodes. Jamie Flinchbaugh has been a guest with me 9 times. We're going to hear a clip from him later. He interviewed me in episode 50 back when we were celebrating that. And then, of course, we started the Lean Whiskey podcast that we've been doing together. John Toussaint has been on 9 times. Katie Anderson, 8 times, plus a GE bonus episode, a panel discussion that we recorded and shared in 2023. Jeffrey Liker, episode 8, now, eight times. He was on pretty early. One of those episodes was split into 3 parts, but I did talk to him again recently in episode 498. David Meyer, author, co-author of books with Jeff Liker, including the Toyota Way Field Book. He's been on 6 times, plus a bonus episode that I shared in this feed from My Favorite Mistake podcast. Jim Womack has been a guest in 6 episodes plus a GE, that same GE bonus episode from last year. Bob Emiliani 6 times, Steve Spear 6 times, Jim Hunsinger 6 times, Dan Markovitz 5 times, Karen Martin 4 times, and Gwendolyn Galsworth also 4 times. Now, I actually had one anonymous guest. I mean, I knew his name, but we didn't share that in the episode. It was episode 40, and the title of the episode is An Anonymous UAW Retiree Who's a Passionate Fan of Lean and TPS. He was not comfortable using his name. I don't know if it would have been awkward at the union hall or with other retirees who were not big fans of Lean and TPS. But you can find that episode at leanblog.org/40. And I'll put links to some of these other episodes in the show notes. If we look at statistics, at least from here in the Podbean era in recent years, where are listeners from? The US, where I'm based, 59%. The UK, 5%. Singapore, 4%. Which, considering the small population of Singapore, it's great to have so many listeners there. Australia, 3.5%. Canada, 3.3%. Ireland, 2.8%. There's, if you will, a long tail. I didn't count up how many countries, but I do appreciate having such a global, worldwide audience. And then across U.S. states, the most listeners, that's a matter of population. California, 12%. Texas, 7%. New York, 4%. Illinois, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania kind of round out the top six. And then one other piece of data or status trivia here. What platforms are you using? 62% of you listen through Apple Podcasts, about 4% through Spotify, 3.8% through Overcast, and then about 3 of you listening through Google Chrome. That might be people who are streaming episodes through the blog posts that I have for each episode. And you can always find those if you know the episode number, leanblog.org/the digits, anywhere from 1 to 500. Okay, so I didn't edit. I went back to count the number of countries. I'm going to avoid doing edits here. I tend not to hide my mistakes and stumbles anymore, but I did pull up the stats, and there are 142, another mistake. There is no header in that file. 142 countries. There are 195 countries in the world right now. And you get down to the bottom of the list and, there's 800 and some listens. It says unknown country. But some of the countries that only have one download, maybe, some of these you would expect to be higher. The countries with one download include Mongolia, Uzbekistan, Suriname, Sudan, Malawi, Belarus, Madagascar, Isle of Man, Guernsey. I don't even know where Guernsey is. Aruba, Venezuela. There's some countries with two downloads, including Mongolia. No, that was in the list of one. I'm a mistake machine today. Fiji, two downloads. Azerbaijan, Cameroon, Ghana, Zambia, Uruguay, Iraq, two downloads. So, there's a long tail, as they say, of people listening in a lot of different countries. Other countries that are in the, 2% of download range include the Netherlands, Germany, Ireland, Taiwan, India, France, Mexico, Spain, Brazil. Really thrilled that you have taken time to tune in, whether it was once or more. So the origin story I've already told briefly. I'm going to play the intro to episode one and a little bit of the audio with Norm Bodak. And then I'll jump back in and I'm going to share some episode 50 footage where Jamie Flinchbaugh asked me to tell some of that origin story. So where I can, I'll use a clip instead of telling the story again. So here's the beginning of episode one after the intro music and the voice of the podcast, the announcer, my friend Steve Schultes. But here's where I started off introducing the podcast and Norman. And the sound quality certainly is not as good, but here it goes.
Welcome to the first ever Lean Blog podcast. This is Mark Graben, creator of the Lean Blog. And my guest today is Norm Bodak, one of the leading voices in the lean manufacturing world, and I'm very happy to have him here with us. But first, a little bit about this podcast. This is my first attempt. You'll notice I'm not a professional broadcaster. I'm a lean consultant. I've worked with lean as an engineer and a consultant for about 12 years. And I started what was then the Lean Manufacturing Blog in early 2005 when I was working as an internal lean change agent for a large manufacturing company. I continued the blog as I moved last August into a new role as a lean healthcare consultant working in hospital settings. And so the website evolved into what we call simply the Lean Blog because it's about manufacturing, healthcare, and aspects of lean that really do apply in any sort of industry. The blog has been really a great learning opportunity for me. I'm hoping that this podcast will expand my learning, and I'm hoping that others are going to join me in that learning journey. So this is the first of what I hope will be a monthly series of podcasts, each of them an interview with a leader or an innovator in the lean world. And today I start with Norm Bodak. He's the president of PCS Press, a publishing, training, and consulting company based in Vancouver, Washington. He discovered and published the works of the truly great Japanese manufacturing geniuses, Dr. Shigeo Shingo, Taiichi Ono, the inventors of the Toyota production system. From his numerous trips to Japan, he introduced to the Western world the Kaizen Blitz, single-minute exchange of dies, total productive maintenance, Hoshin-Kanri, Pokioke, and other new manufacturing methodologies that have helped companies improve their quality and productivity around the world. Norman's written countless books, including The Idea Generator, Quick and Easy Kaizen, and his most recent book, Kaikaku, The Power and Magic of Lean. You can find more about Norman and his books at his website, www.pcspress.com. Norman, I want to thank you very much for being here on the first Lean Blog podcast. It really is a pleasure to have you here.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you very much for doing this with me. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk a lot of management issues. Hopefully this will stimulate a lot of people out there to focus more on continuous improvement. And our first one, we're going to talk about the quick and easy Kaizen, what this means, why it's so important, and why I think it's the heart of the Toyota production system.
So again, if you'd like to hear that first episode, I've done what I can to remaster the audio quality, some noise reduction and what have you. But, you know, yeah, I think you can hear what we're saying. And if you want to hear Norman again, go to leanblog.org/1. Now here's a clip from episode 50, where my good friend Jamie Flinchbaugh asked me to talk about how the podcast got started. And again, my apologies for the audio quality. Even with the remastering, it sounds like we recorded this across two tin cans in a very, very, very long string. But here it is.
Hello, this is Jamie Flinchbaugh of the Lean Learning Center, guest hosting on the Lean Blog podcast for Mark Graben. And we have a special guest with us. It is, in fact, the Lean Blog podcast and blog founder, Mark Graben. So welcome, Mark.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks, and I appreciate you taking over for the episode.
Absolutely. Well, this is a special event, your 50th podcast, so we thought we'd turn the tables and let you be interviewed and be the subject of this podcast. So for starters, did you ever think you would get to 50 podcasts?
No, I didn't, and thanks for signing me up for another 50, but it's been a really enjoyable experience these 2 years. I give all the credit for even coming up with the idea to a good friend of the podcast, Norman Bodak, where he was, we had done some Q&A on the blog and kind of typed out emailed form, and he said, well, we should do a radio interview, as he called it. And I thought, well, I think what we really need to do is make it a podcast. And so he was the first guest, and then you came on and I've ended up doing now 50 of them over 2 years with a lot of different guests and a lot of good topics.
Absolutely. And Norman's always thinking. So certainly he's been a guest several times. So you've had a wide range of guests. Was there a favorite guest or a favorite topic that you've covered in these podcasts?
Well, thanks again to Jamie for doing that and following up to do that again. At some other point, when I think Measures of Success, one of my books was released, I wimped out. I didn't have an answer. I wouldn't have a good answer now of, who is a favorite guest, your favorite episode. But if you'd like to hear those reflections about 50 episodes, you can go to leanblog.org/50. Jamie's no longer with the Lean Learning Center. He sold that. You can find him online these days at jflinch.com. So the podcast, I mean, my gosh, we went from, Jamie asking, would you believe that you did 50 episodes? I guess we get asked that same question here. Would I believe I've done 500 episodes? I guess once you've hit 50, 500 seemed inevitable. I still have my voice. I still have my health. I'm still here. I'm looking forward to doing many, many more. Now, you know, this podcast, and I'll admit it had a, maybe it still does, it has a clunky name, Lean Blog Podcast. You know, again, back in 2006, I didn't know what I didn't know. And the name has evolved a little bit. So the history of the name, leanblog.org, is still my blog. I started doing the podcast. Okay, well, it's from the Lean Blog. It's a podcast, Lean Blog Podcast. Steve Schultes still says that in the intro. But I've started to calling it in the podcast feed and in different settings, calling it Lean Blog Interviews. Because again, it's housed on the blog. It's based on the blog. It is generally interviews, this episode aside. But, you know, my podcasting there has led to additional podcast series that I've done. I invite you to subscribe to them if you're interested. So one I started was called Lean Blog Audio, where I basically read blog posts like an audiobook type format. So instead of interviews, that's just me talking, reading blog posts, adding some commentary sometimes. So I wanted to differentiate Lean Blog Interviews and Lean Blog Audio. I mentioned Jamie and I started the Lean Whiskey podcast. You can find that at leanwhiskey.com. In my involvement with Kinexus, I still manage and produce and host episodes there in the Kinexus Continuous Improvement podcast. Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture, is something I started when I was working a lot with them. Started that in 2020. That podcast continues. I'm no longer hosting it, but that podcast continues, thankfully. And then in late 2020, I started the My Favorite Mistake podcast, and I invite you to check that out at myfavoritemistakepodcast.com or just mistakespodcast.com. Or you can search for any of these, you know, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So, you know, over time, you know, my guests have I've pulled heavily from categories. There's overlap here of authors, consultants, professors, practitioners, executives. You know, I think over time, I've shifted away. Like early on, I was really trying to invite, if you will, the big names in the lean world. Jim Womack, Jeff Liker, John Shook, Steve Spear, to name a few. You know, it's Karen Martin as a very popular author, Eric Ries, some people in the lean startup world. But, you know, I still enjoy talking to people like that. But, you know, early on, you know, part of my motivation for doing the podcast was networking and building relationships and getting to know people. Now, you know, it's 18 years later, I'm that much further along in my career. I've got a lot of gray hair now. And so now I try to use this platform to bring people on who aren't big names, but people who've done great work. They have interesting stories, innovative stories. So I think the mix of people on the podcast and you know, the diversity of guests on the podcast is something that I've focused on much more in recent years. Before someone else criticizes me for it, I'll call out kind of embarrassing history. Is that the first 25 guests on the podcast were all men, not 25 different men, but the 25 episodes. And then Gwendolyn Galsworth, I believe it was episode 26, was the first woman as a guest. And there's a number of reasons, you know, for that you can think about or we could talk about. But I really have been more committed to reaching out to women, to people of color, and making sure that our guests at least more closely represent the listeners and the diversity out there. Another shift over time is that the episodes have gotten longer. You know, the technology makes it easier to download and listen and more importantly, restart an episode. Like back in the day, I tried to keep episodes to about 25 minutes because if you were downloading episodes to an MP3 player, I'd love to hear from you if you're in that category. I used to do that. You really wanted to be able to start and listen to the whole podcast because it was hard to go back and restart, or you might not be prompted to go back and do so. So 25 minutes would cover the length of a lot of people's commutes. Well, then over time with smartphones and you know the technology changing, you know, these are long form episodes. Like, you know, they're probably on average now 50 plus minutes. I hope that's more value to you, the listener. But that's been one shift over time. So 500 episodes, boy, this is just me off the top of my head. We'll call it an average of about 40 minutes per episode. That's like 300 hours. 333 hours, roughly, of listening in the podcast. And again, if you think you've listened to most or all of it, please reach out to me, mark@leanblog.org. I'll come up with some sort of prize or certificate based on the honor system here, I think. But another thing I'm going to talk about is the shift in technology. So I started recording these using Skype. There was some software that you could use, and this was on Windows PC, and then I started using Mac, but it was always Skype. There was some software that you could buy and plug in that would record the conversation, but a lot of the people I was interviewing weren't really using Skype digitally on their computer. There was a phone number that they could call into to connect through to Skype. So, you know, I had an external microphone. It wasn't as good as what I use now. A lot of my guests are talking on the phone, and boy, the sound quality of those older episodes kind of reflects that. It's the difference between, you know, AM radio, FM radio, and satellite radio. I think it's the sound quality has gotten better over time. I've been using Zoom. That was pre-pandemic. And not surprisingly, back to Norman Bodak for a minute. It was his idea to start the podcast. The first person I ever heard about Zoom from was Norman, because Norman would talk about, he probably talked about this in an episode, of how he could use Zoom to teach and coach people anywhere in the world without leaving his office. And he still was traveling a lot, but he told me about Zoom, and the recording quality generally is a lot better. People generally now have faster internet, better microphones. And then I have been in recent years, or in the past year, maybe, using a platform called StreamYard to record episodes. And one of the other shifts, and this was really around pandemic era, episodes for the most part were audio only. I had done a few experiments with Norman, with Matthew May, with Sammy Bahri, the lean dentist, if you will, a few short video episodes that I can remember. But now, you know, between Zoom and StreamYard, it's very easy. Everyone's got a webcam now. Most episodes are audio and video, and it's just kind of part of how things have shifted over time. So before I come back and tell a couple other stories and reflections, I'm going to play a clip from a recent conversation that I had with Barry McCarthy from AME Australia. We did a fireside chat together, mostly for an Australia audience, but Barry was asking me about podcasting, and with permission, I'm going to play a clip of that for some additional reflections about some of the history of the podcast.
I really enjoyed our conversations in the back of the bus as well about your perseverance and ability to continue to churn out content. And I think it's rather unique that you've run a podcast for 18 years or more on Lean, and then you've started a new one. That's real persistence, perseverance. You've written 8 or 9 books. Tell us a bit about that whole journey of, you know, publicity and publishing that you've taken on board.
Yeah, I think churn out is a compliment. I'm going to choose to take it that way, Barry. I think of churning out butter. I like butter. People like butter. So yeah, I guess that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm almost at 500 episodes of the first podcast that I started in 2006 called Lean Blog Interviews. It's a clunky name. I could have changed it at some point. I thought the name's a mistake because it's clunky. But a year before, in 2005, I had started a blog that was popular at the time. I still do the blog.
leanblog.org. And then the podcast was an extension of the blog. And I don't know, people didn't know how to name podcasts, I guess, or I didn't know how to name a podcast. But I think the content is the key thing as opposed to the name. And, you know, the story, yeah, there's the blog. I give credit to Norman Bodak for the podcast. I don't know if I would have ever had the idea. He gave me the gift of that idea. We had done an email exchange interview. You know, it was just all written text that I'd published on my blog. And that was interesting. And Norman, you know, was so insightful on Toyota history and meeting Shingo and Kaizen principles and practices. Norman said to me one day, he said, "You should do a radio interview with me." And owning neither a radio station or having a radio show, not even owning a microphone, I think I turned that idea into podcast. And looking back, I'm grateful that I think there's other examples of where I'm wired. Instead of just saying, no, I can't do that. Like, no, I couldn't do, maybe I could have tried to get a radio show, but podcast was doable. And, you know, I kind of just had to a little study and adjust cycle on Norman's initial idea. So I'm forever grateful to him for that.
Yeah, Norman was an interesting character, and I had a few conversations with him before when he moved back to Japan, just before he passed away.
So as I talk about in the My Favorite Mistake podcast and my most recent book, The Mistakes That Make Us, I make a lot of mistakes. There was one time, and for the life of me, I cannot remember which guest I did this to. There was one time and only one time that I forgot to record. I just literally forgot back in that Skype era to click record. And as I tend to do, I fessed up to it. I didn't make up some sort of story or blame the technology. I reached out to that guest and said, you know, I'm really, really sorry. We had a really good 30 minutes together. I didn't record it. And I'll tell you that guest, what I do remember vividly is how gracious they were in terms of saying, well, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically, their tone was so kind, and they said, well, mistakes happen. Let's call that a practice session and we'll do it again. I'll probably be better. And I'm grateful for that. Now, one time in the last couple of years, there was a similar thing that happened to me when I was a guest on a podcast. They were kind of saying it was technical issues. I think they forgot to hit record. But I tried to be as gracious in return of saying, okay, well, things happen. We all make mistakes. Let's do it again. And we did. There was one time I had a hard drive crash. This was on Windows laptop. This is back when it was a spinning hard drive that was susceptible to crashes and failures. I've certainly had a number of them, including once on a MacBook. This is going back like 15 years ago. So I had a hard drive crash immediately after the recording. It's one of these where I planned on using the video. It's going to be an early experiment there. I was able to find and extract the audio of that. I think had been backed up, but not the video. Now I have multiple real-time backup systems running. If I record it through StreamYard, it's up in the cloud. If I'm working on it on my computer, it's being backed up in real time to a cloud service, and I think also Apple iCloud, and I'm also using Apple Time Machine. It's belt, and it's two belts and two suspenders to avoid losing audio and having any problems like that. So, 500 episodes. I was looking back through, some of the patterns again with guests. There've been CEOs or president or business owner in at least 35 episodes. A few that come to mind, and meaningful to me in different ways. Dean Gruner, when he was CEO of ThetaCare, Dr. Gruner, In addition to Dr. John Toussaint, I was able to interview Paul O'Neill, former CEO of Alcoa. That was very special to me. Many, many healthcare CEOs, including Eric Dixon from UMass Memorial, two different hospital CEOs from South Africa, Gladys Bogashi and Gray Dubé, many other CEOs from manufacturing, healthcare, Gary Michel, the CEO, now former CEO of Jeld-Wen Company, a couple other CEOs recently, Mike Kading from Norhart, a construction company, Rich Sheridan, CEO of Mental Innovations, has been on here a couple of times, Randy Carr, CEO of World Emblem, was a guest recently. He's in the president list here, Carl Waddenston. Carl from Vibeco. He used to have a radio show that talked about lean. So many fun people who I've interviewed through the podcast series. Some other people I was really excited to talk to for different reasons include Bob Lutz, former auto industry executive legend. I mean, he's really an automotive executive Hall of Fame guy. He was on here. I mentioned Eric Ries, Tom Peters, another legendary management author, Dr. Rick Shannon, who's had quality and patient safety leadership roles at many health systems. Daniel Pink, the author, has been very kind to me. He's been on here twice talking about his books Drive. And then I think we also talked about his book To Sell Is Human. Could be making a mistake there. Professor Amy Edmondson from Harvard Business School, who I think I mentioned, and Dr. Randall Pinkett. We had some MIT connections. He was the first Black winner on the show The Apprentice, and we had a great conversation with him and a co-author talking about lean and continuous improvement and DEI back in 2020. Now, having done this again for 16 years, 500 episodes, the final list here, sadly, sort of like the Oscars did the other night and they do every year, is an in memoriam section. At least guests who I know of passing away since recording with them. So of course, that list sadly includes Norman Bodak. Podcast again, wouldn't have started without him, wouldn't have continued, probably without all of his encouragement and support. Harry Kenworthy, who had written a book about lean government, and we talked about that. Greg Howell, who had been, I believe, the founder of the Lean Construction Institute. Ralph Keller, former president of AME in the U.S., the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. Dr. Michelle Tétreau, hospital CEO from Winnipeg, Canada, who I got to spend a lot of time with Michelle through Catalysis and the Healthcare Value Network and shared some audio with him on the podcast. And again, Paul O'Neill, senior, former CEO of Alcoa. He was also former Treasury Secretary for 2 years under George W. Bush, and just probably the greatest advocate, CEO advocate for safety and lean and continuous improvement that we've had in the U.S. maybe ever. And Ritsuo Shingo, the son of Shigeo Shingo, he had a long career with Toyota, was the head of Toyota China, was very actively involved with the Shingo Institute and speaking and teaching in his retirement. From Toyota. It was great to have him on as a guest. And I met Ritsuo in person, thanks to Norman Bodak. It's no surprise Norman introduced me to people and technologies and ideas. And I'm grateful that I was able to also have him on the podcast. Two other people that I would put in the category of, we lost them way too young. Nate Hurl, who had a continuous improvement leadership role at Cleveland Clinic. Nate was somebody I spent a lot of time with. Some visits to Cleveland Clinic, conferences, hospital visits. And then Chris Burnham, who passed away last year. Most recently, we had been able to work together through Kinexus, a software company that I've worked with. Chris and I had known each other for 6 or 7 years. Great guy. Lost him also way too young. And then most recently, and not that we lost everybody sooner than we would have wanted to, David Mann passed away very late 2023. He had been a guest with me a number of times talking about his book, Creating a Lean Culture, and everything he had learned about lean management systems. So unlike the Oscars, I know they don't end the night with the in memoriam part of the event. So I didn't really plan that out real well here. But let me end on a positive note. I want to thank you for listening. Whether you've heard one episode or a handful or a bunch or all of them. I know you're busy. I know there are so many demands on your time, work, life, family, fun. There are so many, many, many more podcasts than there were back in 2006. There are more people who know how to download and listen to podcasts nowadays. But I really do appreciate the time that you choose to spend with me and my guests. That means a lot. And you know, I hope I continue delivering value, interesting, fun, informative, inspiring conversations here on the clunkily named Lean Blog Interviews podcast. So again, I'm Mark Graben, celebrating episode 500. I hope you'll come back for more. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Lean Blog Podcast. For lean news and commentary updated daily, visit www.leanblog.org. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, email Mark at leanpodcast@gmail.com.